You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference, and that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere. To restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. A mountain is an elevated place, and fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then, forbid us to protest, this should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace Conference. 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's going to be starting at 7:30, where we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics, and so I want to see you there. God bless.
And why do we think we can get around using the Word of God? Oh, glory to God. Why do we think he committed them to God and to the word of his grace? Well, what does grace mean? It represents the favor of God, the help of God, the power of God, the ability of God.
Amen.
Okay, all right. All right, and so if all of that's involved in the word, why you ain't speaking the word? Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Read.
And to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up.
Uh-huh. So this word, come on, is able to build you up, build up your life. Oh, glory to God. Build up your life, help you out in life. Come on, somebody. Speaking the word of God. Oh, glory to God. Decreeing the word of God. Declaring the word of God. I'm the head today and not the tail, above and not beneath. I'm living, not above. I'm blessed coming in, going out. I'm running through troops. I'm leaping over walls. No man shall be able to stand in on me all the days of my life. What? Okay. I just built myself up. I can build myself up speaking in tongues. I can build myself up in the Word of God also.
Glory to God.
So, I'm starting to realize, like never before, don't get me wrong, we've been decreeing for a while. But let me show you something. And we're going to go there because as a matter of fact.
Can I read the rest?
Oh, yeah, read the rest. Read the rest.
It's powerful. It says, and to give you an inheritance.
To give you, the speaking the word out your mouth can help you to receive your inheritance.
Yes. All right. Amen. All right.
All right. I'm going to say it again. Speaking the word helps you to receive your inheritance. The word of God calls you to possess your inheritance. It plays a part in you possessing your inheritance. Sometimes you look at you like, well, man, I'm doing the same thing. At least I think I'm doing the same thing as Brother Bobo over here. Well, Brother Bobo, yeah, Brother Bobo may be tithing. Brother Bobo may be coming to church and faithful. But guess what? Brother Bobo is over here using and decreeing and declaring and speaking the words of God. You know, man, okay, all right. I had to pick up my wife, last week in Melbourne. And I told my wife, I'm coming up to the SunTree red light. And I said, I'll be there in 10 minutes. And my wife traveled all the time. She said, no, that's 15 minutes. And you know, the traffic can get bad, right? Well, I said, no, I'm sticking to what I said. Because guess what? I'm realizing that my word is a force. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I caught every light turned on. You need to understand that you have authority over creation.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, come on. How many remember a while back when I told you I pulled up to a restaurant and realized that I left my wallet? But I opened my mouth and said, somebody is going to buy me breakfast this morning. And I went up in there and sat down. Come on, somebody. I'm sitting at the table I'm all into it. I'm like, man, I left the way it came. I said, I left my wallet. Somebody else said, we got it. We'll buy his breakfast. And then the person said, if he didn't buy it, we were going to buy his breakfast. Why? Because I decreed out of my mouth. Oh, somebody, that somebody was going to buy me breakfast. And I believe what I spoke. This is why meditation is so powerful.
Yes.
This is why meditation, because you got to get this thing in your spirit. Come on. You got to get it in your knower. And when you get ready to say something or think something else, bam, it comes right on up. Glory to God, you choose to act in faith. And God looks at your faith and honors your faith.
Right. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
So I wasn't going to no restaurant looking for a free meal, but guess what? When I got there, I realized, oh man, you know, come on now, you know, here I am, I done rushed out of there, left my wallet. Come on, I ain't coming here for nothing. I'm having breakfast this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so words help you to possess your inheritance. Oh, glory to God, because it says, now I commit you unto God and the what? The word of his what? Grace, you still there? And then you go to the other place.
I will get ready.
Okay, all right. Well, let me put this up. Job 25:6, you say that.
The word of his grace, which is able to build you up.
Uh-huh, it builds you up.
And give you an inheritance.
It gives you an inheritance.
Which are sanctified.
Amen. So look at, I want you to say this to your neighbor. Stop trying to do things without the spoken word of God. The Bible says the word of God is forever settled in heaven. Come on, somebody. It's settled. It's established. Come on. Oh, glory to God. The words that I speak out of my mouth are established words. God, it ain't going nowhere. You can't move it out of the way. Come on, somebody. You can't get rid of it. It's established. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, Job 25:6 says what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, glory to God. Because the Bible says, and go ahead and get it so you can read it. The Bible says that right words are a force.
Yeah.
Right words, we know you can't get no righter than the word of God. And the Bible says that it's a force. Read that scripture, sweetheart. How? 25:6? That's not what John said. Maybe I wrote it down. Maybe I wrote down the wrong scripture. I do that sometimes. I look up at the top of the page. But how forceful are right words? Okay, are y'all getting this?
Yeah.
right words are a force. What is a force? Come on. It's something that has power. Come on, somebody. As a matter of fact, it says right word, how forceful are right words. Another word is full of force. It's full of power. Full of power. Somebody say full of power. Full of power. Y'all ain't saying it like you mean it.
Full of power.
When I use the right words, come on. When I use the word of God, somebody say it's full of power.
It's full of power.
It's full of power. Somebody say I'm healed by his strength.
I am healed by his
strength. All right, Lord, let's go. Full of power. My God, I've been talking.
Job 6 and 25.
Whoa, 6 and 25. Okay, that's not going to be wrong way around.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just wrote it down wrong. Are y'all getting anything out of this?
Oh my God. Can you read the rest of that scripture too?
Yeah, read it.
How forcible are right words?
That's really what I wanted right there. How forcible. It's letting you know that your words are a force.
Yeah.
Come on, whether you realize it or not, words affect the spirit realm. Come on, somebody.
Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. And this is why, because guess what? The devil don't want you to know this, because the devil don't want you to manage him. Because let me show you something. When you're speaking, oh glory to God, the words of the enemy, he's managing your life.
Yeah.
You've given him authority and power over you to manage your life. So when you open your mouth and say, I'm broken, I never have no money, come on, he starts micromanaging your life.
My God.
And I don't know about you, but somebody say, I'm tired of being managed.
I'm tired.
You won't be micromanaging me today. Oh, glory to God. Something God sits out of time, and when God says something, it is. Somebody say it is. Hallelujah. He says something, it is. Oh, glory to God. It exists. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says that what? You are created in his what?
Image.
You're created in his image. See, there's a version in the Bible that says when he gave the sea his decrees. Come on. He gave it boundaries, but he decreed something to the sea, that what?
That the waters would not overstep his command.
Come on, that the waters would not overstep what he commanded,
yes.
What he decreed. Come on, somebody. In other words, he got the waters, the oceans, on a chain. Oh, glory to God. Because you need to know, let me show you something. Genesis chapter 1. When God looked at the earth was covered with water. That's why the Spirit of God was moving across what? The face of the water. And then God gave the water a boundary and told it to flow back off the land. That's why this earth is not covered, and that's why you don't have gills and fins. Come on, somebody. Why? Because God gave the sea a boundary. What are you allowing? Come on, somebody, to dominate you. You ought to make sure that what you, something ought to have some boundaries in our lives.
What
comes out of your mouth? Y'all getting this? How forceful. Your words are a force. My God, God's word is a force. The devil don't want you using God's word. Who was that? The prophetess was praying Psalms 91 this morning. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I said, look at me. Them words are a force.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
All right. Okay. What was that? What did I tell you to read? Probably. How many of us ever been around a person and they say something like, I catch the flu every year? You must have heard it too. You must have heard it. I catch the flu. I catch a cold every year. And they're going to keep on catching the cold.
Yeah.
They're going to keep on catching the flu.
Yeah.
Because guess what? That's what they're decreeing over their lives. You are a king. Revelations, I believe it's Revelation 1 and 6, says that we are kings and priests unto God. Well, what does a king do? A king decrees things. A king declares things. What a king decree, it becomes law. Come on, somebody. Some of you all have made some stuff a law to your life.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody no more. Not to, and my daughter was here, she'd be saying, not today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. So did I tell you what I'll tell you? Job 28 and 26.
No, I didn't.
I'm all over the place. Oh, okay. Isaiah 65 and 16. Anybody getting anything out of this? Isaiah 65 and 16.
They who blesseth himself. That he who blesseth himself in the earth shall bless himself in God of truth.
Woo.
And he that sweareth in the earth shall.
Let me say this again. Why ain't you blessing yourself?
Hey!
It's a poor frog that you know, they used to say it's a poor frog that won't praise his own pond.
Yeah.
Especially when God has given you the ability, I didn't write down the version of that scripture. Maybe we'll talk about it some other time. All right. Amplified. Here we go. Amplified. I did write down. Amplified 65 and 16. Hallelujah. I'm looking right past it. It says, so it shall be, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Because he who blesses himself on the earth will bless himself by the God of truth and faithfulness. And he who swears an oath on the earth will swear by the God of truth and faithfulness. Because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hidden from my sight.
Okay, now let me say this here. Amplify 65 and 16. Check this out now. Listen. So it shall be that he who invokes a blessing upon who? Upon who?
Himself.
In the land shall do so by what? Say. Shall do so by what? Say. Shall do so by what? Say. Shall do so by what? Say.
Saying.
You have the ability to bless yourself by saying something. By decreeing the word of God, the word of truth. The word of truth. Oh, did y'all get that? Did you catch it? Did you catch that? Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amplified Classic Edition.
Amplified Classic Edition? Okay, all right. See, I understand. Let me show you something here. How many remember Nebuchadnezzar?
Mm-hmm.
He's a great example. You've all heard me say this a million times, that God has the ability to turn the power up in our mouths.
Yes,
and to turn it down.
Amen,
amen somebody.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. And so here's Nebuchadnezzar, and he's a picture of a king. He's a picture of a king that allows stupid stuff to come out of his mouth.
My God.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But we see that the Bible says that God has the ability to turn the hearts of a king. Come on,
yes,
somebody.
Yes.
And so you look at this now. You can go read it for yourself. It's in the book of Daniel. What did God do? God turned his heart. And then the next thing you know, he was making a decree saying anybody that says something against the God of Daniel, against the God of the he said, come on, we're going to burn the house down. I'm paraphrasing it. Come on. He began to decree things, what? On behalf of God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, Lord, turn my heart. Lord, turn my heart. Because you know what? I'm saying this because guess what? I'm tired of saints. Good Lord, and I'm including myself, saints, but some of the stuff that come out of our mouths. Is because it's amazing, because one moment, you know, you hear people there declaring that they healed, then the next moment you hear them saying, I got this,
yes,
and the doctor said, I got this. No, baby, you got to make up your mind.
Hey.
Either you're healed and you're going to take a stand on that word, oh Lord of God, or you're not healed. Come on. And so, let me show you something. You cannot confuse the spirit realm. Come on, because the angels are going like I thought it was going to, you know, you got the angels running back and forth. They're like, man, we don't know what's going to come out of their mouth. Let me show you something. Sometimes we don't even know our ability. Come on. God gave Adam, God told Adam, okay, all right, let me go there. I'm all over the place. Y'all bear with me. All right. How many know, let me say this here. How many know Jesus had authority over the laws of nature? Oh, glory to God. Over the sea? Come on. We saw that he spoke to the sea, and what did the sea do? The sea obeyed. We saw him speak to the wind, the wind obeyed. Come on, it's in the scripture. We see Jesus what? Walking through walls. We see him controlling the animal kingdom. Come on. He told Peter, cast the net on this side of the boat. Oh, glory to God. And guess what? The fish jumped into the net. Well, apparently Jesus wasn't saying something. Come on. And the fish obeyed and jumped in the net. Come on. You see Noah. Noah building the ark. Guess what? And the animals obeyed. Oh, glory to God. The word of God or whatever God said to them. And they came in and they came to the boat. No, he didn't go out there and hunt these animals down. They came. Because guess what? Guess what? God controls the animal kingdom. Now, let me ask you this here. Are you created in his likeness?
Yes.
Are you created in his image?
Yes.
Okay, all right, all right. All right. So, if he could control, because I tell folks, I'm like, okay, all right. You know, Adam didn't have to toil. Adam didn't have to toil. Come on. When Adam sinned, then Adam began to toil. The Bible says that God says you're going to work from the sweat of your brow. But before that, Adam wasn't toiling. Y'all, come on, we think Adam was out there trying to cultivate that and that, all of that land and stuff. No, he wasn't trying to cultivate. Let me show you what Adam was doing, what was called work. Come on, Adam was created in the image or likeness of God, so he acted like God. He spoke like God. You know what? I think I want this orange tree over here. Come on, somebody. And the orange tree had the fruit. Come on. And come on over here. Come on. Why? Because he spoke it. Come on. Why? Because he was made in the likeness of God. Come on, somebody. Man didn't have to toil. He didn't know what hard work was. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. This is why you see Peter. They're toiling. They're working all night. Come on, somebody. And then all of a sudden, Jesus shows up on the scene and says, cast the net on the right side of the boat. Well, Lord, we've been toiling all night. We've been working hard. Oh, glory to God. But he says, nevertheless, at thy word. Come on, a word. Come on, the word of God. Whatever God says, come on, and that word.
Good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference. And that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere, to restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. A mountain is an elevated place, and fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then forbid us to protest, this should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace Conference, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th, going to be starting at 7:30, but we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics, and so I want to see you there. God bless.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory. With an I, in other words, $VICTORI 57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
You're listening to WWBC 99.9 FM Cocoa, 94.7 FM Rockledge, and 100.7 FM Melbourne, Palm Bay, and the Beaches.
Thank you, Lord.